Blog Talk Radio.
McLean, Sledgehammer Soul, and Down Home Blues. I believe our guest is here now. Let's see. Hello, Josie.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I got back from the doctor's a couple hours ago. Same old stuff. what state are you in right now?
Do what?
What state do you live in right now?
I live in Missouri.
Missouri? Okay. I was just curious. I didn't know if you were in Nashville or somewhere else right now.
No, I wish I was in Nashville right now.
Okay. Now, how long have you been singing, performing, and everything?
Well, singing, performing with my band has been for the past 2 years or so, but I've always loved it, and I've always been able to perform in front of people, or I've always taken the chance to perform in front of people, should I say. So anytime I got to be in the spotlight, I took it.
Okay. Do you have, like, a website and everything like that?
I do. I have a website. I have josiemilner.com, JOSEYMILNER. And then I also have a fan page on Facebook, and I also have a Twitter, an Instagram, a YouTube, and I'm also on Reverb Nation.
Okay, and I've had some artists in the past that they've had these fundraisers to get money for the CDs to put together anything. Have you ever done anything like that?
We have kind of done something like that. We haven't done one recently, though, but we are looking to, kind of in the near future, to do another one to kind of help out with my album that I'll be coming out with.
Oh, okay. When do you expect to be out with your album?
My album will be out this coming year. There's not a for sure date. I'm kind of in the process of picking out songs right now to put on it, but as of right now, there isn't a for sure date.
Oh, okay. What kind of music do you mostly sing? Is it country or a variety?
It's mostly country, yes, but at our shows we do a little bit of classic rock in there too, because, hey, who doesn't like to listen to classic rock?
Okay, have you ever done any, like, crossover songs that can kind of fit into the middle there?
Well, I guess you could classify today's country music as kind of a crossover between country and rock, because that's kind of the way it's going, so if you want to count that as it, then yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it seems to be. Most people are going now. It's kind of in the middle there, you know, where it's not getting as many people to like as they can, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now, these two songs that Michael sent me at Dead Flowers and Walking After Midnight, how did you come to record those two?
Well, Walking After Midnight was a classic done by Patsy Cline. That's kind of one that everyone knows, and I was kind of just going through a list of old classic country songs, and I found that one. It's like, hey, let's kind of do this one and see if we can make it more modern sounding and more upbeat. And so I took that one to the studio, and we did that one different, and so far people are having a great response to that one. And then Dead Flowers is originally a Miranda Lambert song that I originally heard on the radio, and as soon as I heard it, I fell in love with it, because I just love the meaning behind the song and the passion behind the song and the lyrics. And so, unfortunately for her, it wasn't a big hit, but I took it and I redid it in the studio, and I absolutely fell in love with that one. And whenever people hear that one, they say they really like that one too.
Okay, does you and your band play out live quite a bit around your area you live, or have you been out with anybody else on kind of a little tour or anything?
My band and I, yes, we play out quite a bit. We were pretty busy this year, but next year we're thinking it's going to be pretty crazy next year.
Are you planning on any kind of tour after you get the CD out? Are you going to try to put something together to back it up a little bit?
Well, right now, I actually have a new single that's going to be coming out, and as of right now, I'm kind of having this thing on Facebook to where I have a little teaser up there of my new single coming out, and if I get 50 shares and 100 likes on it, I'm going to put up the whole song tonight. But that's going right now, so I'm pretty excited about that one. But I have a radio release tour of that song that will be out on December 11th. I'm excited about that. But then my single is going to kick off a bullying campaign, because the song is called Am I Not Pretty Enough? And so I'm going to kind of go around and to schools and talk to people about bullying, kind of be a spokesperson for it.
Okay, did you write that one, or did you co-write, or how did that one come about?
I did not. That's one that I just kind of stumbled upon, and I was like, wow, there's a really good meaning behind this song, and so I went and redid that one.
Oh, okay, so you listen to a lot of different music to get ideas, or maybe even do a cover version of songs that on your CD. Are you going to do mostly originals, or are you figuring on doing some covers on there?
Well, I'm actually been having songs sent to me to pick out for my album, and kind of original songs that people have wrote. But then I'm kind of wanting to do an album of just classic country music to kind of sell at shows. So I guess there's kind of two albums in the works with that.
Let's say, which song do you want me to play first, the Dead Flowers or the Walking After Midnight?
I guess we can go with Walking After Midnight first if you'd like.
Oh, okay. It's kind of shorter one, I think. It's only a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that one first and then come back.
All
Here
right.
After Midnight. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I write songs also, and since you're looking for songs, would you mind listening to one of mine? Just tell me what you think about it.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to.
Okay, here's one I wrote. It's called Someday You'll Be Mine. Let's see what you think about this one.
All right.
You might even like it enough to want to use it. Here it goes, right here.
Many times.
John Lennon said back when he was with the Beatles, I hope we pass the audition. What did you think about that one?
I liked it. I liked the drum beat behind it.
Yeah. That was one I wrote back about, I think it was about 1998, somewhere back there.
Been oh, my gosh.
Holding on to it. I hadn't found anything to do with it yet.
Yeah.
You know, I got about 15 of them that I've had demoed, and then the rest of it's just lyrics. I haven't got the music to put to anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got literally thousands of lyrics around here. Everything else, I don't know if you do the same thing or not. Do you come up with ideas and get a tape player out or something and get something down while you're thinking of it, or how do you work?
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while I'll kind of think of something, just scribble it down, but I haven't actually been able to write a full song yet by myself, but it's a work in progress. It's a very hard thing to do.
Do you play any kind of instruments, like guitar or anything?
At the moment, I don't. I'm actually wanting to learn piano, and then I kind of have the basics of guitar. And then here recently, I've kind of taken an interest into mandolin.
Okay, yeah, that's getting to be kind of popular in music a little bit, isn't it, the mandolin?
Yeah, yeah.
The sound out of it, yeah. I've noticed on a lot of newer songs nowadays, you're hearing the mandolins in there, you know.
Yes, I'm pretty excited because my new single that's about to come out, you hear mandolin in it, and I absolutely love it.
Okay, now when did you say that was coming out, next week?
For the radio release, my single will be coming out on December 11th. But as far as putting up on Facebook and on all that fun stuff, I'm wanting to get up tonight, but I've got to have people come over and at least share it 50 times or like it, have 100 likes on it, so.
Okay, what was your Facebook address again?
It's just facebook.com/Josie Milner, JoseyMilner.
Oh, okay, well, maybe some of our listeners will come over there and look, check it out there.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, now, if you got anything else that you'd like for people to come over and look at on your Facebook page or on your website that you particularly want people to know about?
Well, my website always has pictures up of our latest shows, and you can also see the show schedule on there of where we'll be playing next. I have a show coming up on the 15th of December in Blue Springs at the Cotillion. It's going to be a benefit concert for a friend of mine who got into an ATV wreck about a month ago. And so we're going to have a benefit concert for her. And then on the 28th, I will be back in Blue Springs at Center Stage, and it's for people 21 and up. So.
Okay, Blue Springs, that's close to Kansas City area, isn't it?
It is. It's about 20 minutes or so from Kansas City.
Okay, are you familiar with the Liberty area?
I am. I do know where Liberty is, yes.
Yeah, well, I lived there for a couple of years when I was about 12 years old.
Oh, really?
I always liked it up there because it gets nice and cold in the wintertime. You know, you get a definite season.
Yeah.
Warm weather for the last week is about to drive me nuts. You know, we get our hot weather down here in the summertime. I don't really want it in the wintertime. It's really, I feel like I'm getting cheated or something, you know.
The weather has been crazy here. We've been having either 40-degree weather or we'll have 70-degree weather. It just won't make up its mind.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like much like Christmas yet, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Let's see. Now, what are some of the people that's influenced you and what you like and the kind of music that you want to do? I mean, just some names that everybody would know.
Music-wise, I always have to go with the classics such as Tanya Tucker and Patsy Cline and all them people who kind of made country music what it is today. But here within the past couple of years, I really look up to Miranda Lambert because she started about my age and she made it to where she is today. And just to be able to have someone to be inspired by like her, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I got a song right now. I got a guy in Nashville working with me. He's got about three people interested in it. One of them was Grammy nominated last year, and the other one's Kelly Pickler.
Oh, yes.
Remember the other one, so I got one song he's handling for me right now. I just wanted to see how it would work. So far, it looks pretty good. He sent it out to 9 people last month, and 6 of them passed on it, but 3 of them kept it, so.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
Percentage out of, just the first month, I would think. I'm hoping something comes out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm, get started. I've been doing lyrics and getting songs done for about 20 years, so just hang in there. Don't give up.
Yes, definitely.
And, if you got the willpower and if you're the kind of person that if you quit, you'll always wonder what would have happened,
Yes.
It seems like people in music are like that, I'm kind of look at it like a movie. You wouldn't go to a movie and walk out in the middle of it before it was over with,
Yeah.
And you enjoyed watching, you wouldn't get up and leave in the middle of it, So if you're enjoying the music and what you're doing and people like it, I mean, don't ever quit,
Oh, I don't plan on quitting.
Yeah, that's just what I'm doing this radio show for, is to help people, that maybe are not as well known as everybody else, to give them a voice out there a little bit,
Yeah, and for people like me, independent artists like myself, we appreciate people like you because you guys are helping us out and taking us where we're wanting to go.
Yeah, well, sometimes every once in a while I got all my connections are listening to this show, off and on, so you never know who might be listening to your music out there when you're on this show right here. Sometimes I've had some people get connected off of it,
Yeah.
So it's always a chance. It's better than just sitting there on a Tuesday and doing nothing,
Yes.
Try to do something every day to get positive for the music, to help somebody out or help myself out or something. I mean, I don't know if you're that way or not. You get, like on a holiday or something, when you can't do anything, you get kind of antsy, like you go, there's nothing going to happen today. I feel so bored that nothing's going to happen with my music today. It's a holiday.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times because the past couple of weeks we've been kind of on a break with the band, and it's kind of weird because there for a while we're having stuff constantly going on with my music, and now that things are kind of slowing down because it's the holidays, it's kind of a bummer, but I'm excited for things to pick back up.
Yeah, kind of like, almost like, you get used to having so much stuff happen, and then when it goes on a break for a while, you go, what happened?
Yeah.
Do all that stuff, or was it real, or was I just imagining that, this and this and this was happening,
Yeah.
The guy in Nashville, he sends me a report every month. That's the first month. I just started in November with this stuff, so just want to see how it would work out. He's got a pretty good reputation there. As a person, he's had people like have written songs, and he's what they call a song plugger, and he's had like 5 number one hits that he's plugged to big artists that recorded them, and they came out to be number one. So,
well, that's awesome.
So it's a pretty good, it's a pretty good opportunity. And he said he doesn't represent just anybody because he's got his reputation.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was pushing songs that were whatever, he'd get a reputation as whatever, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It would be worse for him than the money he's making off of it,
Yeah.
It's pretty reasonable. He's pretty reasonable so far. It's a 6-month contract, and you pay a set amount for 6 months. And after that, if you get picked up by somebody, he gets like 15% of the royalties out of it for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That doesn't sound too bad, yeah.
No, it doesn't sound bad at all.
Are you ready to play this other song, The Dead Flowers?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Okay, when was this one recorded? I was just curious about that.
This one was recorded whenever I was 14 years old, so this was about 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know you were. I thought you were a little bit older, and I thought you were in your 20s maybe, but...
No, I'm 17 right now.
Receiving, well, then, yeah, you're doing real good for 17, you know.
Yeah, I'm very excited for everything that's going on right now.
Are you still in school, or are you...
I am. I am a junior in high school, and that on top of my band's kind of crazy in itself because I'm in honor society, and I just got accepted in that this year. Plus, I'm a straight-A student, so to maintain my straight-A's and have my band, it gets kind of crazy, but somehow I manage it.
Okay. Are your band members your same age range, or are they a little bit older than you, or how's that work?
No, they're a little bit older than me, but, hey, they're like family to me, so it's okay.
Oh, okay, well, let's play it right now, then. Dead Flowers, here we go.
Brought them home one day, ain't they beautiful, he says. They've been here in the kitchen and the water's turning gray. They're sitting in a vase, but now they're dead. Dead flowers. I feel like this long string of lights. They lit up our whole house.
Nancy Milner, Dead Flowers. Hey, I was just curious. I wanted to ask you about how you and Michael Stover got connected there, you know, your management team.
Well, Michael, that was kind of a, just happened to get a hold of him, and he was wondering if he'd be interested in working with me. And at that point in time, he was taking on an artist, and I got that spot. And so ever since I've gotten Michael, he's done wonders for me, and he's a great manager, and I couldn't ask for anyone better.
Yeah, I've interviewed other artists that he had that, you know, he's handling, and they seem to be very, you know, he seems to work with very good people, you know.
Yeah,
and
he's
not just anybody. I think he's pretty choosy, you know.
yeah, he's a great guy, though, and he's, like I said, he's done wonders with me.
Now, where are you? You're located in Missouri. He's, where exactly is he located? I forgot.
He's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. I thought he was pretty good ways from Missouri. I guess nowadays it doesn't really make any difference with the everything that you can communicate with, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Would you like to hear another song I wrote just for fun?
Well, hey, I'd be up for it.
Okay, this one's got a little radio introduction because it was on the actual radio station back about 1995. Okay, here, it's called Let's Make Music. Here it goes.
All right.
So y'all all have good ones, okie dokie. Well, I'll tell you what, since Ralph's having a birthday today, can't think of any other way to come out of the birthdays like we do all the other artists. Here you go. We did Dan Sills this morning. Here's Let's Make Music, written by Ralph Whatley, sung by Norman Whitlaw.
Thank you.
sure do like that. How about you? Mm-hmm. It's called Let's Make Music. It's by Ralph Watley, and it's sung by Norman Whitlaw. I like it. I hope you like it, too. Tell you what.
Okay, that was one I wrote back in 1994. Why don't you give your web address and information out again in case somebody missed it at the first part of the show.
Well, in case you didn't miss it, I have josiemilner.com is my website, JOSEYMILNER. And then I also have a Facebook, a Twitter, an Instagram, a YouTube, and I'm also on Reverb Nation for all you Reverb Nationers out there.
Okay. If you had anybody you wanted, anything else you wanted to talk about, or a person that you're working with, or anything like that?
Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything.
Okay, I just didn't want to leave anything out. It's just, you know, anybody you want a special greeting out to or something, you know, that might be listening.
Well, I'm always, I always need to say thank you for anyone who's helped me with my career to get me where I am today, and especially all the fans, and to Michael, my great manager, my amazing manager that I have, and, you know, just anyone who's helped me get where I am today.
Okay, well, I hope I helped you get down the road a little bit, you know, just a little bit, you know, you never know, this is worldwide, so I get a lot of listeners overseas on this show, mostly in the Philippines and around that area. I got quite a few people that listen every day.
Well, so, yeah.
You're getting out around the world a little bit today, I imagine.
Yeah, and like I said, it's independent artists for you guys to take our music in and play it for us. It's great because you are helping us out tremendously, so we definitely appreciate you guys, too.
Okay, well, I guess I'll let you go. It's been nice talking to you, and if you want me to play that other song you're coming out with next week, I'll be glad to play it. You know,
all right,
and,
that sounds awesome.
That one on the show, too.
That sounds great.
Okay, well, do you have my email?
I believe I do.
Okay, well, you can just...
I'll have to go in and check, and if not, does Michael have it, maybe?
Yeah, Michael's got it, yeah.
All righty. If I don't have it, I'll make sure I get it from him.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been nice talking to you today, and I hope and wish you the best of luck in everything in your music and your career and everything that you want to do.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon then.
All righty.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.